Good morning, folks. This is A&J's Sports Talk. Thanks for tuning in and making us a part of your Saturday, 10:01 here, 91.3 WHJE. Today, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, NFL cupcake teams, Peyton retiring, is he retiring, that is, and the legacy. NBA standings, All-Star game, NBA troubles, or maybe some successes. Carmelo Anthony will be on the show. No, just kidding. We're going to be talking about him, though. And then finally, we'll wrap it up with some Colts contracts. But first,
best sports movie.
Rudy, icon of Notre Dame football. No greater movie. You know, you got to love Notre Dame. It sticks to everything that Notre Dame is about. Everybody loves the underdog story. Rudy. Just recently read there's a commercial coming out with the slow clap from that movie that's going to play during the Super Bowl. Super excited. Can't wait. Rudy, best sports movie of all time.
I'm going with number 12 on the all-time list here as the best. It's going to be We Are Marshall. Such a good story. And it's one of those movies that you have to do really well, or if you totally butcher it, everybody makes fun of you. You know, it's kind of like Glory Road. Like, you can't do it badly. So We Are Marshall. We talked about it before. Matthew McConaughey.
Genius.
Straight fire. All right, go ahead, Jake.
You know, being an Indiana boy, I love the movie Hoosiers. I just think it's so true to what Indiana basketball is about. I don't know. I've always loved it.
Indiana high school basketball. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is.
How can you not pick it?
It's phenomenal.
It is.
All right, folks, when we come back, we'll have all those topics and more. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Okay, we have some tweets in here right now, and one of them is...
Tweets up in here.
According to NCAA, the Heisman Trophy goes to the best offensive player. Manti Te'o was the best athlete last season. John?
I'm going to dish that one off to Atom since he is a Notre Dame fan.
Love Manti Te'o. Cannot disagree more. The Heisman Trophy does not go to the best offensive player. Charles Woodson won the award, did not play a single down of offense all season.
What's up, boys and girls? 11:19 here on the edge. 32 degrees outside, a whopping 32. It's actually been the warmest it's been in Indiana. You all know that. I'm John Perkins here alongside producer Smitty. Is the All-Star game worth the risk? We'll do this in a quick 2 minutes and take a break. I say no. I don't think the All-Star game is worth the risk. I like some of the festivities. I like the three-point shootout. I like the dunk contest. I think it's fun, but I think it's dangerous, and I don't think it's worth the risk. One rolled ankle on the dunk contest. Paul George is out for the season. That's the Pacers team.
Ugh,
that hurts.
Talk like that.
That hurts. It's true.
Well, I know it's true. I just don't want to think about it.
James. Well, he's not.
Is he really needed?
We'll skip that argument. Roy Hibbert gets hurt. That's big. That's your post for the Pacers. Kyrie Irving, that's your guard for the Cavs.
That's your team.
That's your team. Yeah, exactly.
Is it worth putting your best player on the line for one game?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think so. I think we're both agreed. 11:28 here. We're taking a break. Another song's coming up. When we come back, though, we're going to have Kobe Bryant and LeBron. How they've been playing. Are they the real deal? Greg Oden, is he getting a cold shoulder? And Carmelo Anthony in the Knicks. John Mayer, Free Fall, live at Los Angeles Theater, I think. Nokia Theater, that is.
Love this song.
It's amazing. Where the Light is Live. You're listening to A&J Sports Talk.
Richard Sherman.
Here's the deal. I mean, there's parents saying, like, I can't let my kids watch 8 o'clock TV. Grow up. Like, right. He didn't swear on air. There was nothing dropped. He just got fired up. And the debate, you know, well, should reporters be right there after the game? No. Give them 5 minutes. I know it's ratings. Something's going to go wrong. It's going to happen. He acted like a thug, yes, but he's not.
Yeah. He averaged a 3.9 at Stanford. He got a 4.2 in high school, was nearly valedictorian. Came out of Compton. He came out of a place that produces a lot of thugs and became a really impressive person. I mean, if that's a thug, then we need more thugs in the world.
Team Captain Rice.
Drew Brees.
Phil and Robert Rivers, Quinn.
And Alex Smith and at quarterback. Running backs, LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Matt Forte, and Mike Tolbert from the Panthers is the fullback. That's a pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
Running back lineup, if I do say so myself. Wide receivers, Josh Gordon, the Browns, stand out. About the only thing going good for the Browns right now. And then Larry Fitzgerald for the Cardinals. Jimmy Graham and Tony Gonzalez for tight ends. That flips me right there.
Did you get a better tight end set?
That is...
No.
The greatest of all time.
You can't find one. You can't buy one.
And the up-and-coming best.
You couldn't make one on NCAA 14. We'll be back next Saturday, 10 to 12. You're listening to The Edge, and we've wrapped up A&J Sports Talk. Thanks for making it a part of the day.